We get that famous quote from the first reading today from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. It's a famous quote, but is sometimes misquoted. Let's see if I find it here. The love of money is the root of all evils. It's often misquoted saying, money is the root of all evils. Not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of all evils. It's a huge difference. Money itself is amoral. It's neither good nor bad. It's good to possess, have. It's useful. You know that. I know that. It's useful. But the love of money is the root of all evil. I highlight that because we talk about money in the gospel. Mention people who are providing for the apostles, for Jesus, out of their resources. Yesterday, on the feast day of St. Matthew, apostle, tax collector, we saw that in Jesus speaking to him a simple phrase, follow me, Matthew's life completely changed. Evidenced by the fact that he walked away from his job and the things of it in order to do exactly what Jesus asked him to do and follow him. You see that Jesus has got this effect seemingly on many people, not just Matthew, but the other 12, a group of disciples, women whom he has encountered, three who are known by name, Mary, Joanna, Susanna. To know themselves through Jesus' call. You know, we're invited to give Jesus everything. We're invited to have radical freedom in our life. From any possession that we have, of every relationship we have, our very lives, everything is secondary to Him and Him alone. It doesn't mean that it's not good. It doesn't mean that our life isn't good. It doesn't mean that relationships are good. It doesn't mean that having possessions is somehow evil. But none of that in comparison to Him, means anything. Seemingly, these three women, Mary, Joanna, and Susanna, have come to know themselves in Jesus Christ in a way that gives them great freedom in sharing the things that they possessed. Great freedom. We see this. Hopefully your experience of this isn't too often. Hopefully you've experienced the other, where you are in relationships where there is a great freedom of receiving the love of the other person and reciprocating that love, as opposed to a relationship in which the receiving of the love that is given by the other comes with strings attached. I love you, but only in this way and only in this time, and you have to love me back, or I will not give you my love. You know, this kind of conditional love kind of thing. It's that kind of conditional love that Jesus wants to free us with from our lives, for us to be able to have possessions but not be possessed by them. I've said that 100 times. To have a freedom in giving love in which, rather than us calculating the love that we want to give and then offering it to someone, rather giving the love that we have open-handed. Do you see the difference in that gesture? If I had a handful of coins, gold and silver coins, that someone asked for something, and if I said, well, I can give him that or that, and okay, this is what I have to give. inviting them to put out their hands so that I can release into the hand the things that I have chosen and the gift of myself to them. How different the gift if I take out my change in my pocket and I openly hand to the other to take as their need allows. One speaks of control, the other speaks of freedom. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chusa. To us, that means so little. It would be Herod the king. You get that, right? The steward of the king's household. Of everything that the king possesses, he probably wears a big key on his shoulder as a sign of his state, his dignity, that he is the second in charge of everything in the household of Herod. But now she is a follower of Jesus. Where do we draw our identity? By the things that we have, by the relationships that we have, by our last name, who this person is, who knows us, these things, that things, all of these things. All of these things are for nothing without Jesus. To possess Him allows us to have, but have in freedom. So, it's not money that's the root of all evil, my brothers and sisters. It's the love of it. It's our identity into the things and relationships and persons. It keeps us locked in a way that doesn't allow us to be free. Jesus wants to impart freedom to us, to come into our life in such a radical way that it opens our heart to radical gifts of generosity, of our time and our talent, our treasure, of our love, without cost. Amen.